gone, girl. This is the beginning of Melody and Nigel. Yeah, this is
wait,
how
wait,
we...
What accent are we doing now? I'm so confused. You went from, like, Southern Black Lady to, like, some kind of weird hybrid.
This is how we talk. No, I don't know. It's some Southern Black guy.
It's like somewhere between, like... Boston.
It's just, it's a southern
anywhere.
It's a southern black guy or
southern black Boston.
Or you know if you farted, you farted, you know.
Did you fart?
No, but you did.
Yeah, I did.
In your car.
No, it just smells bad. It smells
no,
like
no
Winston
that
did.
She
Winston
did. Winston. Poor Winston. He always has to get blamed for being stinky.
That's true. That's
just
true.
You.
Oh, wow. I am not a stinky person. You know, I'm cooking this food here, I can steam my face over this bacon grease.
Oh, well, does that help you?
Probably. It's probably really good for the pores, you know?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. When I took like a big stock pot, kind of like this, in my mom's kitchen when I was growing up, and I filled it with like water to boil, you know, like mostly with water.
You know,
and
make a thing that you can dip in, because there's not very much of that.
Oh, that's already made?
Yeah, we could maybe make some more though.
I wasn't gonna put a lot. I was gonna put like a little bit, you know, just enough.
And I'm just letting you know that we don't have a lot.
If you find a butter knife, that would be
this is
great.
Oh, okay.
Or even just like this fork.
Or a
work.
Giant killer knife.
Or even this fork. Would work. So when I was growing up, though, I took like a stock pot, filled it with water, started to boil it, but I added like something like stalks of like lemongrass or something in there, right? Mm. And I had a towel and I was like yeah. steaming my face over it.
That sounds great.
And it was
but.
So funny. My mom walked in and she's like, "Why are you sweating over my stock pot?"
So audience, this is Renee, our guest.
Oh,
our guest.
This was right. She's never been on. Yeah, and I guess she's never been on the Melody and Nigel doing dishes.
Oh, man.
I actually forgot it was running. But yeah, you heard a little story from Renee.
I was so irritated with you because you were definitely working the kids up into that frenzy.
What was I doing?
Poking food with it. And it was so annoying to me. But it was hilarious in retrospect that I got that irritated, but it was funny.
Giving food to people?
Yes, but I was in a mood, okay?
Wait, you're shutting the...
Don't ask for logic. What the hell is this? It looks like jam? How did jam end up on the inside of the cabinet?
So I guess
there
never...
are three kids that live here.
Oh, okay.
We don't
never
ask.
Mind.
We don't ask.
Never,
it's so
never
disgusting.
Serve food with a skewer, from what I'm being told right now.
Yeah, apparently I have illogical...
I don't know why I'm showing this to it as if it's... I'm all, yeah, you see this skewer? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you see... for some reason, people around here get irate.
Oh. I would like a bulk one.
Trade your hose.
Yeah.
So you say this is ready to use?
Yeah, but you maybe put more soap and more water to make more of it in there.
Yeah, but there's already like food and stuff in there.
I'm
going to
empty it out then.
That's nasty.
Doing nasty dishes
now
with
this thing.
Melody and Nigel.
Yes.
So what is this podcast through? Was this through like a site or?
It's through all anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Like any place,
Spotify,
podcasts are...
Apple Music, everywhere you can find a podcast.
Yeah, all right.
And do you want to tell a little about yourself there, Renee?
What am I supposed to say?
Whatever you
where
want.
Where you grew up and a little about yourself, your bio.
Oh, man. As I'm eating peanut butter, great.
I was born blah, 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 blah. And
just
raised
grew up
blah.
Outside of Monterey, and that's as detailed as that gets.
Oh, okay. Understood. That way they can't track you for the crimes you're wanted for.
It's fair. It's reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, it deters from, you know, all the evidence I hid somewhere, you know.
Don't look her name up. She's a
big time criminal.
I'm not sure there's actually much on me. I've tried to look myself up. I can't seem to find myself too much.
There's too many Jeffrey Foxes. So I'm nowhere near the first few pages of Jeffrey Foxes.
Oh gosh.
Now Foxy Jeffs, that's a different story.
I just don't think there's a whole lot that comes up on for me. I don't think I've done enough in my life. I'm not significant enough.
Oh man.
I grew up outside of Monterey Bay, and then at some point when I was around 10 or so, we moved up to the northern countryside, the northern valley of California. So inland California, you know, just a few hours south of the Oregon border.
Yeah.
Horse country, kind of. So most people had some acres and, horses.
That was my inner truck driver.
Did you grow up with horses?
I grew up around horses, but I never owned my own horses.
Did you ride them a lot?
I have been riding horses since I probably just about could walk. So I've been around them my whole life, but I've volunteered a lot at rescues and taken care of people's horses and have known people who did rodeo, and I always helped ranch hand work, stuff. But I've never personally had my own, so
yeah.
I can do most things with horses, but I just kind of, that was not something I had personally. I don't know what to say about myself. There's not that much to say.
All right, well, no pressure, but I'm taking
there's,
a chip
there's
break.
Stories,
I'm taking
know.
A chip break.
Have there's a chip stories. Break. Have a chip break. Does it taste good? Do you like it? Is it so good? It's so good. He's enjoying the chip. Yeah.
Wow. Heaven. Is it the chip or the sauce that's so good?
Probably the sauce. I mean, she made it hot.
Yeah, it's way better than it was before. I don't remember putting anything like a little bit spicy in there, but it was slightly spicy. It's really good. No, I just wanted to take off that.
Well, it's different when it's served hot versus served cold.
Wow.
Wow.
Violence.
That's how we
violence.
Are.
Violence.
No, that's how we were, six kids.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Exactly.
We all reach in as a hand. We turn into little critters.
We knew our podcast went over there, though.
That's what I say. When I was growing up, we were competitive eaters, man.
So good, though.
Just four of us.
Man, I need to make a podcast. I never shut up.
Then do it. I mean, you can do it 24/7.
Oh my god.
It's free. Go on Anchor. Anchor is the one that I like because it's the one who posts it to all the platforms.
I'll have to get some info on that.
Yeah, I can send it to you. If you remind me, I'll send you the link to sign up. It's super easy, and then you can actually make money if you want to put commercials. I don't put commercials in Melody and Nigel. I started out putting commercials.
But they got annoying.
Well, I never really listened back, but
I could imagine, though.
Man.
Oh, man, yeah. I never shut up. I've got all kinds of weird things I could say.
Yeah, I mean, forget writing. Make a podcast. Who needs writing when you have a podcast?
No, but writing is so good for my soul.
I'm trying to decide.
I guess. But so is talking.
You know, they're different. They have different effects. Writing and talking have different effects.
True. I'm going to make pot stickers now.
Yay!
Don't let me forget to lick the spoon right here.
Yay, pot
better than cookie dough.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There is some kind of good cheese in there. That's why. Okay.
These are going to be so yum-yum. Okay.
I feel like it would be fun to do, like, little video things, but the podcast
I
can see
how efficient you are about food.
Yeah, they have video casts. What, me? Oh, did I clean up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're making some marijuana stickers.
No, marijuana stickers.
Such a
mess. Oh, no. No, the poor pot stickers.
Oh, efficient as in, like, licking the plate?
Yeah, you don't leave a single,
delicious.
You know?
I saw that there wasn't much over there.
You're licking up the pan like a dog, you know?
It's a little weird. But
well, I saw that there wasn't much over there, and then and I was like, well, here's a bunch wasted. And we gotta clean this pan anyway.
I mean, you were the one who said you would do dishes, so, you know.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm supposed to be over there.
I know, she's supposed
to. I'm cooking, you know.
Oh,
I'm just
I guess.
Here.
She's
I guess
marijuana.
I'm just taking advantage of the situation.
I'm making the marijuana. Wow.
No, I mean. What did you used to do? Just put away the dishes? You just did that.
We would let them sit and dry, and then.
Now, what was your part?
When I was a kid.
Of the Nigel.
I would dry them and put them away.
Oh yeah. See. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So. What do we need? Should I just clean what we need?
Yeah, that's a good place to go for now. I guess. It
Ooh,
works.
Indian summer sauce, right here next to the podcast.
Oh.
Probably good.
It was always my dad's job to do the dishes.
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah. Well, but we didn't stack up dishes like Holly tends to.
No.
We didn't have quite so many like this. This is
I didn't
excessive.
Until I lived alone. Now I'm like, who cares? Nobody's coming over.
Right.
Except
but
for
not that you start crying, you're like, nobody's coming over.
Yeah, no, it's like we would always rinse and stack our dishes or something, but then they would get rinsed or scrubbed down a little bit, and then the dishwasher would be loaded, and then when my parents would go to bed, they would hit the start button and they'd go to bed, and so dishes was very, like, we didn't have, like, quite
systematic.
This chaotic stuff of dishes like
I never
had a dishwasher.
I've never had a dishwasher or a microwave.
Really?
I have. My parents did.
Yeah.
Growing up,
when I was
but
growing
I never
up,
have.
That's what I mean. I actually have a dishwasher in my place,
but
I've never actually used it.
Or wait, no. One of your friends came and I thought he did something weird with it on a video once.
Did he?
Yeah, one of your friends. There was something with you, this guy, and a dishwasher. Sounds like
girls
and a... You, a guy, and a dishwasher. That's all we need to...
You mean like when I worked in a restaurant? Was
no,
like,
there was a video
something?
On your Facebook somewhere.
He stalks everybody, apparently.
No, it was.
Weird.
I think
he
what
really
it was...
Does.
I think it was a memory that you reposted a memory. It was like maybe...
Was
like,
it in the place that I'm in now, though?
I don't know. But it was like about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay, try to think here. So I feel like the chicken fingers are going to take too long. Why don't we have tomato soup and sourdough bread to go along with all of this too? So we'll have the pot stickers, we'll have the stir fry, and we'll have tomato soup and
you know,
sourdough
sounds,
bread because
sounds,
we're going to cover all the continents.
That sounds fucking lovely.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We got Asia. We've got.
Oh, I just spewed. Sorry.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Well, don't pat me on the back.
Wow, is that all it took, huh?
I'm feeling a little lonely, a little desperate there.
Nothing. This is all getting cut.
Are you kidding? This is the best part so far.
I know. This is the only part. No, this part is getting cut to be left in. The rest of it.
Yeah.
I didn't say cut
it
out.
Yeah. Make it the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really easy to do
please,
a podcast.
Easy, please.
What?
Oh, we're talking about the podcast now?
Oh, no.
Why? What did you say?
Nothing. I'm still making fun of you.
I'll have to rewind it. So anyway, let's tell them what we're making. So I have green tea with ginseng and honey, and I thought it would be, I've never had this, but these are really popular, right? People always get these. I turn it over.
The Arizona teas.
Freaking high fructose corn syrup right there. Are you kidding me? That's so unnecessary. It's already tea, honey, and ginseng. It's like already two sweet things in tea. It doesn't need the fructose as well.
But we're in America.
Very upsetting. Well, they're trying to poison us.
And they haven't been? Is this new information?
No, that's why we all have cancer. My mom always ate... She still eats horrible. She's still into Kraft macaroni and cheese and stuff.
I can't eat that. I get sick really quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's how she's always. And my grandparents were the same. I mean, hot dogs, like anything that was processed, they're like yum.
Yeah, I'll get really sick. Like, people always, like, you know, say, why are you getting sick over all these things? And I'm like, how are you eating these things?
Yeah. Oh, no. I think the problem that I had this morning with my stomach was, so I ate something hot last night, but I also, before I came over,
But how many White Claws?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was burnt. My stomach was burning. But, and I think when that happens is because I have other food in my stomach. So I ate salad before I came over last night. And when I had a bowel movement today, there was pieces of lettuce. So those pieces of lettuce attached to whatever was spicy and just hung out in my stomach like, yeah, party, no, we're partying all night. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to sleep over here. They're like, nah, we're gonna burn you up, bro. You better wake up. And I'm like, fine. And
I've never heard lettuce have such
yeah, lettuce.
Such an eloquent journey.
Lettuce
through, like,
and the sausage together. We're having a party and, yeah, they're kind of surferies, dude. The other one's like, hey, man, I'm gonna spice you up, man. Those guys are weird.
Real weird.
I'm normal. Those guys are weird. I know, I used to always think it's funny, like, if you walked around with a puppet, you could, like, do or say anything you want and blame it on the puppet.
Something you've done?
No, but I've always wanted to. Maybe when we do the streets, walk in the streets with Rebecca, maybe, do you want to talk to them, or should I really bring out the puppet to talk to them?
I think that we could marry it up. We can do whatever the hey-ho we want, because that's how we roll.
So we have this idea that we invented months ago, and it's, Rebecca was going to go on the streets and I was going to film. We were going to ask people like a question.
On the streets. I forgot about that.
Like question of the day or whatever. She was just going to go and ask them questions. Questions or a question. I guess it would depend. Like if we didn't think they were that into it.
Yeah.
Maybe we would just ask one or something. But if they were really hyped and an interesting person, we'd have a bunch of different questions for them.
Oh, we should sit down and think the questions up tonight, actually.
Yeah, because some people could probably be really funny, and we get to know them, too, and then we see them later. And
we should do, like, a live video, like, on Facebook or something, since people are stuck at home.
Yeah.
Right? Again.
That's true.
And we should do a live video.
I attacked her like a critter because she was eating me.
Before we were rudely interrupted.
I know, right?
With humor, though.
With humor, indeed.
You can rudely interrupt with humor anytime.
All right, she's making the marijuana stickers. So we can give them out to our hippie friends to put on their water bottles and laptops. Man, but this sauce. Okay, so I made the spinach stuff, but it was Greek yogurt. I brought it over yesterday. Greek yogurt, spinach, like seasonings and stuff. I put like pink Himalayan salt in there, things like that. I just tasted it and I'd be like, what does it need? Put some more different things in there. I mean, I put random things in there. Cayenne pepper, organic cayenne. No, I didn't put turmeric, because once you put turmeric in anything, that's that. It's turmeric. Turmeric just takes over. Turmeric's like, I'm here! You're like, you know when turmeric arrived. You notice that? There's certain things that will just take over everything.
Like you?
No. no. no, but, you know, what's it called? This stuff. Like, Indian foods.
Yeah.
Like,
curries.
Yes, curries. Yes, curry powders.
Yeah.
Curry powder will take over any flavor.
You know, one of my favorite things used to be to bake a potato and then put butter and curry powder on that. That's so good.
Yeah,
just
suddenly you're
some, just put a bunch of butter on that baked potato and sprinkle a bunch of curry powder on that.
Suddenly you're just eating, no matter what you put curry on, it's going to taste like curry.
This, oh, yeah.
So the texture, I mean, bye-bye potato, you're now eating curry.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put curry on Lucky Charms and you're, I don't know about that, but you put curry on anything, rice or pasta or whatever, and you get to eat that delicious taste of curry. God's little miracle.
It's India's miracle. I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. God hater over here. Somebody's going to hell. I won't name names, but somebody's going to hell over here. Oh. We used to have accents, in case you're wondering, people.
That was a while ago.
We lost those. We've been in America long enough now.
We've assimilated.
Yeah.
Learn the language.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And we have these little boys that hang out here and constantly talk. And they yell right in your ear. Like, Becky, so it, like, penetrate, and you have to learn to talk like that. Because it's so penetrating of your soul.
Yes. Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, you assimilate very quickly with yelling.
Last night, like, oh my gosh, Kev had the look on his face, like, I was like, bless your soul, you're being so, so, like, sweet and...
What's his girlfriend's name again?
Anna?
Yeah, they were both very, I joked with them about it. I was like, be zen, like, when all the kids are yelling at the same time, I'm like, this is the time to focus. This is now, like,
yeah.
you are being tested now. And it's true, though. If you can be, like, super calm in, like, a chaotic environment, it's the best way.
We need 3 bowls, and then we can start eating.
Oh,
I guess we need spoons and forks, too. But we got 3 plates.
We have all the silverware we need down here.
Okay.
But I'll do what we need in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, you need 3 spoons and 3 bowls.
Yeah.
Okay.
The soups.
So, here's a bowl. And here's a spoon, and I will do 2 more. You better eat this before these people get here. Yeah, so anyway, I was just kidding about
this is just stained.
Everything I said was a joke, by the way.
He's a liar.
Yes.
And he's lying about joking.
The boys are very calm and quiet, actually.
yeah. I'm sure many viewers believe that.
The Cosmic Kev was in the Cosmic at this time.
Cosmic Kev was soaring the cosmos. He had quite the zen.
Yes. There's a bowl. I know. I just took a shower and I am already
sweaty?
Yeah, I guess this water is super hot.
Hot and bothered?
No. Who cleaned up the semen down
there? Oh, gross. You're so disgusting.
Just for this. It's just for that. So people will be like, what? Excuse me? They'll be rewinding it over. Did he really say that?
You get like 1 more view count just because of that.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have Melody and Nigel have like the last I looked like 260 listens.
Who's listening to us? Who are you?
No, it's
show yourself.
No, there are analytics. It'll tell us. It's like people from around the world, but remember I sent it to you. There were like, it was mainly like not adolescent, but young men, like 20-somethings.
Sounds about right.
Was our main audience.
Why?
They're like, ooh, what are they gonna say next? They're nasty.
Why didn't
y'all
say anything interesting?
Yeah, we said stuff today.
Reveal yourselves, oh listeners.
They want to know why I came when you patted my back, for one. That was weird.
I guess a 20-something guy, year-old guy would want
to
know that.
Exactly. If you want to know, I asked them a question. Like, if you want to know about it, call us. No, I actually do have a fake number that, like, you can call, it'll still go through. You can change it, you know, Google Voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can, like, literally give out your number wherever.
Is that, like, the fancy version of having a burner phone?
Pretty much. Well, it's the free version of that.
It's the free version of a burner phone. I love it.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
We need one more spoon. We got two spoons, two bowls, three bowls. We need one more spoon.
Anyone care for a ladle?
Actually, I do need a ladle to ladle the soup.
Oh.
Some kind of, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So, since you put it that way.
This ladle's quite the lady.
Oh, my God. So dumb.
Load a lady, oh, load a lady, oh, load a lady. Well, I can't make the tape recorder board, can I? Once the podcast ends, I won't talk again. I'll just be silent again.
He goes and sits in his chair.
Yeah, I do.
Just silently stares at the wall. His the wind up mechanism slowly winds down. He bleeds.
Yep. I heard there are like people, like actors and things, that they've said they don't really have much of a personality, but once the camera's rolling, they come alive.
Just go really inward to focus. They're in work mode. Come on, that's, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to be friendly and funny to every damn human they meet.
And suddenly they come a lot. Yeah, like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jim. Oh, she like really like.
Am I really the guest or?
You've been the
We're
house
all
elf.
The guests.
I'm the house elf. I've basically lived here helping with the kids.
All right, well then.
She's basically our slave for the middle there. It's like human trafficking. I don't know.
Trafficking. Am I really the guest? I mean, come on.
No, you're not here voluntarily.
Oops. Wow.
Crash.
I mean, there's no kids here, so maybe I am a guest right at this moment.
They all went away.
They went away. To the funny farm.
Life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to... Okay, I'm turning this off, right?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it would be cool to just keep it going.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm okay. I just eat on the plate.
I just wanted to scrape the bottom. It's the best
scrape
part.
Scrape it good, baby.
I will take a small scoop of
that. Hey, this toast popped up. I'm just scraping pans over here.
Alright.
You're getting all set up for yumminess.
I'm scraping pans. I don't know,
you're enjoying yourself there, aren't you? There, yeah, scrape that on.
I'm gonna eat it.
Oh.
That's the crunchy part, yeah.
Yeah. Just like this, scrapings.
It's not toast very much. I'm gonna re-toast it again a little bit. There we go.
I'll lick that pan. Yep. As God is my witness, I will never love again. Oh, this thing's still going.
The podcast. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, we can have some dinner table talk, you know.
So here we are, fine dining with Nigel and Melody, and our guest, Renee.
I need a fancy name. What is this?
That was just us being ourselves there for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to sit at the children's table.
Oh, man. As if we're sitting at a proper table anyway. But
yeah, here. The only thing is I'll have to get up and check on the toast in a second.
Oh, well, you want to sit on the outside?
Sure.
Like at the movie theater, it's like the person we know is going to have to get up and pee us to sit on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just over there.
And it's always me. I am that person.
How old's your brother?
He's 4 years my senior, so...
How's this? Here we go.
He was gosh, what is he?
Where does he live?
He's in the military.
Oh. Where will he live when he comes out?
Well, he's gonna do career. He's been in just about 10 years now, so he'll do another 10.
Sorry, I went to look for a napkin.
He'll do another 10.
And never came back.
That's yours?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, I'm so confused.
Well, I went to get a napkin.
Musical food.
And I realized there's never been a napkin here.
Oh my god, what's going on with the couch?
I told
the
you,
kids
it was
probably
Jack.
Broke the couch somehow.
Jack was horsing around.
Oh my gosh.
From what I remember.
But, no, he's been in about 10 years. He'll do another 10, so he'll do it. He'll do a career. He's a lifer.
Wrong. Yeah.
No. He's done very well for himself, though. It's a good,
wow.
It's a really
wow,
good
I feel
place.
So respected.
It's the backs of my hands. Yeah,
are you using her as a napkin?
Yeah.
No, it's the
oh,
back.
Man.
No, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Where you, like, get, you show stuff on your hands and
uh-huh.
then you like, do
uh-huh.
that, and people think, just
uh-huh.
like this, Mara. And you don't really spit.
I don't
people
remember
think.
That. No, I never had
Yeah, there's all these things that you can do, and people think, like, you take scissors and you make the snipping noise while you, like, pull their hair
oh,
a little
geez.
Bit, and they think you cut their hair.
You must have been a terrible child.
No, these are known things. These are talked about.
I think it also
among terrible children. You mean?
I think it depends again on the environment and the nature of the children.
Right here, we see someone who clearly was lacking in the environment.
I've heard other people. I've seen other people do this in my life. Oh yeah.
I was raised in what people have considered a very Asian household. My mom's side is Asian. And, children were, you know, could be seen but not heard, but they didn't really want to see us either. So I grew up in a very quiet home.
Sad.
Where we just, like, closed ourselves in our bedrooms mostly. It was okay, actually. I think I actually came out great. In some ways. It gave me a lot of space and time to figure out a lot, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I guess, maybe less influenced by my environment in some ways.
Mm.
It was really just... But it's really obvious that I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm definitely
wow,
not.
I have had
I definitely
survive.
Don't fit the family
mm-hmm.
mold
it's
very
so
well.
Good.
I know that's
so
why I eat
that.
It fast. I can't wait to get another bite in my mouth.
But it's better than a restaurant. You got a savor.
I know.
Now you're sad because you don't have it.
Oh
no,
she's got
I'm
a full bowl of
it's
soup.
On my tummy. It's pumping dopamine into
but
my brain right now.
She's still got a full bowl of soup. That's like a perfect way to finish off.
I'm still making out with this.
Yeah.
What is this called? Is this really?
I have no idea.
Yeah, was it stir fry? Like.
It was
It's something.
It's
Holly
like a
made.
Kale and broccoli slaw.
Mmm.
It was supposed to be made into a salad, but I was like, that would stir fry up really nicely.
Yeah. It's
and
better
it
than
has,
yesterday.
It has packets of sesame seeds, or no, sunflower seeds and raisins that come with it, too.
And bacon juice.
I put the bacon in. I stir fry it all up in the avocado oil.
Yeah.
And then right when it's cooked, I throw in the little packets of sunflower seeds and raisins, and it comes out perfect.
We gotta do this again.
It was supposed to be a cold salad that you can get at Trader Joe's, because it also came with salad dressing mix, which I didn't use.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We have to do it again. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Now we do. You know what would be really good on that? An egg broken into it.
Trope.
Mm-hmm.
Trope. Should I get black or something? It's really true. Trope. Trope. Now you know what's that.
Yo, girl, you know what's going on. No, the, Oh, no, I shouldn't even try. Like, I can get there. I can turn into full-on, like, black ghetto chick. You know, black hood dude. I can get there, and it's scary. I'm just like, someone's going to reach out from around the corner and punch me in the face.
Is it when you get mad, or what? Or
no,
are you just joking?
No. When, I think it's a good mood thing.
Yeah.
and it's really boisterous, and I'm like, some actual black person from the hood or from the ghetto is gonna reach out from around the corner and smack me and be like, that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Right from her, around the corner of the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why they gotta be from the hood, huh? Why they gotta be from the hood?
Technically, I grew up in the hood, so my early childhood was down in kind of a rough area, but I grew up in a Mexican community. So.
Oh my gosh. I have a black friend who voted for Trump.
Oh, why they gotta be black?
Well, he was. And I mentioned this to a liberal friend of mine. Yeah, I mentioned this to a liberal friend of mine. I was like, yeah, I have a black friend that voted for Trump. Just kind of like random, just conversation. And she's like, oh, they're gonna revoke her ghetto card. And I was like, what did she just say?
A white friend said that?
Yes, it was a liberal white friend, no less. Well, I told Gabby that. I was like, you would not believe
Gabby.
What this person just told me.
Isn't Gabby that little girl you take her
from? No.
Oh, no. I'm like, why would you tell her?
This is Zoe, Gabby. So anyway, she's like, I told her, it's like, you know what they said? And she's like, good, I don't want a ghetto card.
Yeah.
I mean, she definitely grew up, like, in rough times, because she grew up in Chicago, so
ooh,
she's seen
lovely.
Everything. But, like,
he's
you know,
sad.
She's that's not... who she is as a person, that's not her identity, you know,
mm-hmm.
like,
let's see it. Oh, man. Did I inform you, Rebecca, that I mentioned to Holly about going down maybe sometime between now and, like, February, down to, like, Arizona, New Mexico area to, those desert states to go and to like some of the swimming holes and things, take all the kids to those really cool swimming holes and things. There's tons of hot springs in New Mexico, but swimming holes might be a little more kid interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna rent a nice big car, we could all go, and nice comfy
idea.
Car
could make it a homeschooling trip.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not going on more trips if she has them.
She
all home
too much.
Yeah,
she's working
yeah.
full time. It's terrible.
Well, but she works online. Like, I don't know why she doesn't take them camping and let them run around and kind of do a little bit of homeschooling and work. I don't know.
It just doesn't, it never works that way. I mean, you know,
yeah.
with kids, it's like, you think you'll be able to, and then
does
you
she
can't.
Need the internet to work?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, she can do KOAs. They
well,
internet.
Yeah, but you're still going to have to keep an eye on them. It's not like you can just, like, because that's one of the reasons.
Head
that
down to the lake, kids. Gavin, watch the boys.
Sure, this is 1985.
I mean, I'm just thinking, because, like, it would be outside, and, like, if they made a mess, like, there would be no, like, dishes like it is here. Like, if they dropped food, it would just end up on the ground,
yeah.
you know? They could run around, they could scream,
they
could
can
swim,
animals.
They could become, you know, yes, they could
actually
climb trees,
animals.
You know? And then you could, like, do a little bit of homeschooling, because she really only takes them in to actually do sit down and do schooling for, like, maybe, like, an hour, you know, or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, really over their shoulder. And I'm kind of like, why isn't she just spending, like, two or, like, a week or two out somewhere, you know, nice like that, but...
Yeah.
Well, it takes money. Thanks.
A little bit, yeah,
and
it does.
And ultimately, you have to pack her, it's, like, a lot of work to pack for three kids.
Butter,
all the stuff that goes with that. Not so delicious.
Maybe. I
don't
know.
Do you know how many uses there are for butter?
And soup, though? You would just drink melted butter?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things
you ask that
maybe
question?
Do you need more soup?
No, I'm good right now. No, you've got things in your soup.
It's
what?
One of those things like
what is it?
I don't know. What is
I
it?
I thought that was basil.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
It's one of those things where like
I didn't put anything in your
and maybe
soup.
It depends on the children too.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
maybe they're not quite as
well, I just...
like, organized enough mentally in themselves.
I mean, just what the ages are, they're still at the age where you still have to keep an eye on them to some degree, which means you're not going to be able to focus on work as much.
I feel like they can kind of run off a little bit by themselves anyway, though. They're all old enough.
Yeah.
And they probably would benefit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess it just depends. It just depends on the specific children sometimes. Because I remember we would spend...
to escape each other.
Well,
the trees.
Well, because I mean...
Gavin gets like 5 hours alone every day.
Well, because I
shower. Three in the shower and two in the bed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, because I remember going camping a lot when I was growing up, and it was always, like, a very simple thing to do. Like, it wasn't this huge ordeal, and it, you know, like, I don't know, we just showed up, and I don't know, it wasn't
there
difficult.
There is a free place, there's one free camp place around here I know of, Stony Gorge.
Oh, well, there's a few free places to camp, and there's one that I really like, and I keep telling Holly about, but she doesn't, like, ever decide that she's gonna actually go camping. I'm not sure if it actually has a label that I'm aware of. I just kind of know where it is. But it's really nice.
Does it have running water?
It does.
Wow.
It does. It has a creek run through it. And even in, like, the height of camping season, I saw, like, one person out there who was, like, jogging the trail with his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the forest, just for whatever reason. Like, the ground is flat. It had a bunch of just,
I guess,
like,
you can camp in Bidwell Park now. You can go up to Upper Bidwell and
set
up a tent.
I mean...
They're doing it.
I mean, so many people are. Like, we show up with our nice, expensive camping equipment, and all the tweakers start coming around. Guys, pull up chairs.
And in Upper Park, though, do they go up that far?
They don't, because they would have to walk down to, like...
Everything, all the resources.
Yeah.
Wait, so who's camping in Upper Park, then?
No.
Are they allowing people to, like, set up there because people are still displaced from all the fires, or... Oh, man.
It's all the same park. It's all ran by the same people, and they got dozens of tents set up all through Bidwell Park.
Really?
Yeah, I should have done it when it was nicer weather. Wait till the spring.
Hold on. What part of Upper Park, though? Because I haven't noticed
that. I could go way up the alligator hole or something.
No, no, no. What part are they in?
Oh, they're not in Upper Park.
Oh.
They're all in Lower Park. But they can be in Upper because it's the same jurisdiction.
Gotcha. Okay, I see what you mean.
If they can be in lower, they can be in upper.
Maybe. Huh.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
I don't even know if they really are allowed to, or they're just not enforcing it.
Well, they don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Alright, Melody.
Yes?
Any last words?
Kumbaya. Alhamdulillah. Masalama.
Masalama ding dong. Arrivederci, Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, au revoir.
I heard a car door.
Oh, crap.
Konnichiwa.
Whoa, no. Okay, we're dead.
No.
They're not here?
No.
Oh, thank gosh.
But you know, you're not positioned for an escape. You are a person to drive.